Today is Wednesday, April 3rd, 2024. I am Paul Hickey with NoOffseason.com. Welcome to a new show here on the Sports Card Strategy feed, our weekly basketball card market update. Everybody, coming to you every Wednesday on the NoOffseason.com Sports Card Network. Brought to you, of course, by NoOffseason.com, the number one place to get all the information you need to make money flipping sports cards. Get a free 30-day trial today at NoOffseason.com. Let's jump into our basketball card market report. First up are top cards in the last 14 days by volume. This is all basketball cards. At the top of the list, Victor Wembanyama's 2023 Prism 136 base raw has sold 1,500 times in the last 14 days. And that's actually down from a volume standpoint by about 30%. Down by price, 11.3%. Still selling at an average of $85.25. Victor Wembanyama has been on fire. In his last 10 games, 24.4 points per game, 12 rebounds per game, 5.1 assists per contest, 4.2 blocks, and 1.3 steals per game. Now, I have predicted that he will have a quadruple-double in his rookie season. He has come close about three times in his last 10 games. 33 points, 15 rebounds, 7 assists, and 7 blocks was about the closest stat line that he got to that quadruple double mark on 317 in a win against Brooklyn. He put up 40 points, 20 rebounds, 7 assists, and 2 steals in a win against the Knicks. And then in his most recent game, a loss against the Warriors, he had 32 points, 9 rebounds, 5 assists, 3 blocks, and 3 steals. That 2023 Prism 136 base has a gem rate, guys, of 62%. Check out NoOffseason.com for more on that card. Let's talk about where Caitlin Clark fits in, because she has probably been the hottest name in the basketball card world over the last week or so. 215 sales of her 2023 Bowman Chrome University 34 base raw. That is not her first card. It's actually her second Bowman. Her first Bowman was in 2022, but her 2023 base has sold 215 times in the last 14 days. That is up 19.1%. That would put her 16th on the list, though. So even though she is the hottest name really in the basketball card in the basketball world right now, she's actually 16th on the list in terms of card rankings from a sales volume standpoint in the last 14 days. Another hot name in the basketball card in the basketball world right now, not the card world at all, not the hobby. This dude gets no love in the hobby, but Purdue's Zach Edey put up 40 points in 39 minutes against Tennessee, leading Purdue to their first Final Four in about 40 years. But the 7'4 center gets no hobby love. His top card from a sales volume perspective over the last 14 days sold 18 times, and that's his 2022 Bowman's Best University Best of 2022 Autograph Raw. Only sold 18 times, and it's only up 2.3% over the last 14 days. However, his first prospect refractor auto out of 499 out of 2022 Bowman Chrome University did sell 13 times over the last 14 days, and it is up 16.5%. The 7'4 center is projected as just an early second-round pick in the upcoming NBA draft, in spite of his season averages of 25 points, 12.2 rebounds, and 62.4% field goal percentage. Let's talk about another name that is in the news this week, Bronny James. You know him as Bronny. His real name is LeBron James Jr. Bronny James in the news this week because he is looking like he is going to enter the transfer portal. Where he will end up, nobody knows. He's rumored to be in the transfer portal. There's 39 sales of his 2023 Bowman Chrome U base first raw in the last 14 days. This card is up 3.7%. And everybody, his entire card market with this news is up over the last 7 days. This is the first time period that his card market has ever really increased since his prints hit the open market. Now, that is significant because his cards have sold like hotcakes since his prints hit the open market, but this is the first time that his entire card market has been up with him being in the news, rumored to enter the transfer portal. We're excited to see where he ends up and what type of spike his card market gets heading into his sophomore season at his potentially new school. All right, let's go over to most volume in the last 14 days by graded cards, everybody. So 7 of the top 10 are Wemby. Number one is that same Wemby 2023 Prism 136 base in PSA 10. This is a pop 1087. I have to imagine the pop of this card will continue to grow because it has a 62% gem rate. And I know everybody is submitting this card to PSA. 199 sales of this PSA 10 over the last 14 days. The sales volume of the PSA 10 is up 84.3%. The price change has dropped 21%, but this card's still selling at an average of $338 in PSA 10. Starting price $383, last sale $303. 7 of the top 10 are Wemby. Luka is at 7, Zion's at 4, Ant-Man's at 10, Kobe's at 11, Ant-Man is at 11, followed by 6 more Wembys before we finally get to an SGA card. Let's go to the Zion card. Zion at 4, his base Prism 2019 PSA 10. This is a pop 23,000, has sold 108 times in the last 14 days. This is up 28.6%. Last sale, $61. Yesterday on April 2nd. Welcome back, Zion. People are hype about you. Luka in at number 7. This card is his 2018 Prism base. Pop 20,000 in PSA 10. Sold 94 times in the last 14 days. Welcome back to this card. It's up 9%. Last sale. This used to be like a $2,000 card back in 2020. Last sale, $259 yesterday, April 2nd. Welcome back, Luka's base Prism and Zion's base Prism. The Ant-Man card in at number 10 is his 2020 Prism base PSA 9. Pop 4,000, sold 63 times over the last 14 days. This card's down, though, about 34%. But the base PSA 10 of this card sold 50 times in the last 14 days. This card is down 20%, pop 3157. A nice potential pickup here heading into the NBA playoffs, down 20% at just $96. This card could definitely be over 100, maybe over even over $120 to $150 in the NBA playoffs. An interesting one to keep an eye on. Clocking in at number 11 is Kobe. 1996 Topps 138 base, pop just under 19,000 in PSA 9, 50 sales of this card over the last 14 days. The SGA card I mentioned is his 2018 Prism base PSA 9, pop 9,000, sold 45 times over the last 14 days, down 13.2%. You should be able to get this card right around $25 right now. An interesting fact that many of you may not know about SGA's 2018 Prism: there is a print error on that card across all cards. There is no RC shield for that particular card. Don't really know how that affects the sales data, but just an interesting fun fact about that card. All right, let's go over to the most volume by PSA 10s over the last 14 days. Very similar pattern here to the overall graded market as PSA 10s continue to dominate. But an interesting note: Jason Tatum's 2017 Prism base PSA 10 is down 11.1%. This could actually be an interesting card to follow as we head into the NBA playoffs. Celtics currently in the number one spot in the East. This card sold 38 times in the last 14 days. Most recent sale, $150 yesterday, April 2nd. All right, let's go over to our top sales by dollar amount over the last 14 days. So this is a little bit different. You just need to clock one sale to make this list. And so you see a little bit of a different pattern here because it's not based on volume at all, but top sale price over the last 14 days in the basketball card world. Michael Jordan, 1998 Skybox Premium, number 23 star, rubies out of 50 in PSA 9, sold on March 21st for $300,000. Steph Curry's 2009 National Treasures 206 rookie patch auto century gold out of 25 in a BGS 95 gem mint, sold for $288,000 on March 21st. Kobe Bryant's 1996 Topps Chrome 138 refractor in PSA 10. This is just a pop 63, sold for $168,000 on March 21st. The grail card for many of us, Michael Jordan 1986 Fleer 57 base in PSA 10. Only 323 of these cards exist in the world, sold for $168,000 on March 21st. LeBron James 2003 Upper Deck Exquisite limited logos patch autographs out of 75, graded in just a BGS 7. Sold for $90,000 on March 21st. And on March 30th, Michael Jordan 1984 Star 101 base. Many people consider these star cards his rookie cards as well. Coming out 2 years before the 86 Fleer in PSA 8, pop 23. Kind of a fun jersey number pop count, 23 there. Michael Jordan, three of these sold for $73,200 each. On March 30th, this card is up 11.8%. All right, now over to our top sales prices with more than five sales in the last 14 days. So this has to be a little bit more available, a little bit more liquid than the top overall dollar amount sales. But Michael Jordan 1986 Fleer 57 base absolutely dominates this list as well in the basketball card market, making it still probably the greatest card in basketball cards from a liquid card sales volume and overall sale price standpoint. This card dominates the top five cards by sale price with more than five sales in the last 14 days are all prints of this card. In PSA 9, pop just under 3,000, sold for $16,200. That is up 7.3%. In BGS 9, sold for $9,000 10 times. That is down 1.6%. In PSA 8.5, sold five times for an average sale price of just under $8,400. Last sale of $8,400 on April 1st. That is up 4%. And in PSA 8, just a half grade lower, it goes from pop 624 in 8.5 to pop 8,747 in PSA 8. It sold 32 times in the last 14 days for an average sale price of $6,340. Last sale price, $6,300 yesterday, April 2nd. And then rounding out the top five in BGS 8.5. This card sold 12 times over the last 14 days for $6,140 last sale yesterday, April 2nd. Interesting difference there. There is a $2,300 difference between a BGS 8.5 of that card and a PSA 8.5 of that card. The top non-Jordan, Victor Wembanyama. His 2022 Bowman Chrome University Prospect Auto First in his Mets uniform from France, Metropolitans in PSA 10, pop 174, sold five times. Last sale, $5,000 yesterday, April 2nd. And then interestingly enough, two more copies of the Michael Jordan 1986 Fleer clock in at number 7 and number 8 overall. Let's go down to number 9 overall. Victor Wembanyama, 2023 Prism 136 white out of 175 raw, sold 7 times for an average of $4,300 in the last 14 days. Last sale, $4,150. And number 10 on the list, LeBron James, 2023 Topps Chrome 111 base PSA 10, pop 2290, sold 14 times. Sold 14 times. That is 40% more of a volume increase to the previous period, down 3.3%. But it sold 14 times for an average sale of $4,110. Last sale, $4,100. Let's go to our top risers. But the caveat here in the last 14 days for the top risers is that it has to have 10 or more sales. It has to be graded, and it has to be a modern card. So from 2012 through the present, everybody, Jalen Green tops this list. His 2021 Prism 306 Silver PSA 9 pop 993 sold 32 times for a price increase of 190%, a volume increase of 357%. That card used to sell for around $21 just 14 days ago. Now sells for $61, a price dollar increase of $40. That's incredible. Jalen Green on fire for the Rockets. He's also in at number 2, number 4, and number 6 on this list. His 2021 Optic Holo 159 PSA 10 pop just 210. Sold 14 times over the last 14 days for a price percentage increase of 167%, a dollar increase of $62.50, sold for $37.50 14 days ago, last sale yesterday, April 2nd, for $100. Incredible. Victor Wembanyama, many of you might remember this card, his 2023 Panini Instant First Look RPS, PSA 9. Sold 48 times in the last 14 days. This is up 163%, back up to $25. This is a card we talked about on the Sports Card Strategy Show a lot. Jalen Green, 2021 Prism Red Ice in PSA 10, sold 18 times over the last 14 days for an increase of 128%. $70.50 up, sold for $55 14 days ago, sold just a few days ago on March 31st, Sunday, for $126. Hopefully you guys are cashing in on the Jalen Green madness right now. All right, now the fallers, same criteria. It's got to be a modern card from 2012 through the present. It's got to be graded. And it has to have had 10 or more sales in the last 14 days. Number one faller, RJ Barrett, 2019 Prism Base PSA 10, pop 12,000, down 87%. You got a Victor Wembanyama, 2023 Prism Global Reach PSA 9, down 46%. Tyler Heroes, 2019 Prism Base PSA 10, pop 8861, down 43%. Caitlin Clark, 2023 Bowman Chrome University Base PSA 10, down 41%. Victor Wembanyama, 2023 Prism Emergent PSA 9, down 39%. Now, there's a card I want to call out at the end of today's basketball card market update. It is Ja Morant's 2019 Prism Base PSA 10. There are 22,524 copies of this card. So it is probably one of the easiest, most liquid basketball cards to buy at any point in time. But I want to call it out because it is down. It is down over the last year, 51.9%. So you can get a copy of this card right now for around $50. Last sale, $41.33. The average sale of this card over the last year, though, in spite of the crazy down year Ja Morant has had, it is still at $64.76 average sale. In spite of the pop count, in spite of the down year that Ja Morant's had with the shoulder injury, with the scandal around being suspended, you can go get this card right now in a fixed price, buy it now for under $60. That is under its average sale. And I will tell you, this card is a $90 to $100 card just regularly during the NBA season when Ja Morant is playing. So I wanted to call out that card. Everybody, thank you so much for joining us here on the weekly basketball card market update. Everybody, please don't forget to like this at youtube.com/PaulHickey. Comment, share, leave us a 5-star review on your favorite podcast app, and stay tuned for our Monday and Wednesday Sports Card Strategy Show full episodes, as well as Friday's premium podcast at nooffseason.com. Everybody, stop making dumb mistakes in the hobby. Take Sports Card School now. Sports Card School is a safe place for noobs, advanced flippers, and high rollers alike to learn how to navigate the hobby and build a collection that increases in value. Go to sportscardschool.com. Get a free 30-day trial at nooffseason.com today to start learning our guidelines, strategies, and plays to help you make money flipping sports cards to fund your PC and other things in your life.